How you doing, everybody? This is the ATG Buzz, and I'm back after a two-week hiatus. Busy times at the beginning of the year, but all that's done, I'm back. And starting next week, not only will I be doing the ATG Buzz, but I will be reviewing fanfics, Transformer-related stories written by fans, not necessarily posted on ATT because of late. Well, not too many fanfics are posted on ATT, but there are plenty out there. Some of them are quite entertaining, some of them are horrific, and some of them are pornographic. I'll stay away from those. I'll try to stay with the good stuff and review things that are recommended reading, that are worth the time to read, because frankly, they're like a book to me. A fanfic or any other post on ATT that's longer than, say, a page is pretty hard for me to read. I mean, I've got a short attention span, get to the chase, cut to the chase. Give me the story, give me the point, and tell it to me without any obscene moments with Alita 1 and siphon hoses. Okay, back to the news. On ATT, Beast Machine, Rat Trap, the recolored deployers and the Beast Riders, they all seem to be showing up in stores across the United States, mainly in Walmarts as far as Rat Trap goes, and for the recolored deployers and Beast Riders, those are showing up in Targets. Speaking of Target, it looks like a Target version of Magmatron, the exclusive Beast Wars Neo Beast Machines Dinobot release, is now officially on clearance, thank God, because for $9.90, you can have a Target Magmatron, which I bought, and that's the only way I was ever going to pick up that ugly toy. I mean, I've got the original Neo version of the toy, and the Target version is just a exact replica of the Neo version with cheaper plastic and a crappy paint job. So, and also speaking of recolored deployers, something weird has happened as far as Dave Van Domelen reports. It looks like not only are the reployers, that's short for recolored deployers, not only are the reployers being released in packaging that is exactly the same as the original deployers with the same names, of Raph, Mole, and Dio. It also seems that there are sightings of the recolored deployers in packaging of Crow, Burrow, and Trench, the renamed versions. The original intent was to have them renamed Crow, Burrow, and Trench, and it looks like from DVD's page that those are showing up in stores as a packaging variant. Although, take that with a grain of salt, because Dave Van Domelen reports things that not only he sees, but other people report back to him. So all this stuff, most of the stuff on his news page isn't first-hand reporting. It's reports from other people, and he's made mistakes before. It might be, and I would guess, if I had to, that it really is just misreporting. People are reporting the recolored deployers as their repainted names without actually looking at the packaging. Moving on to stuff from Japan, it looks like, officially now, Takara is going to re-release G1, Soundwave, and Grimlock, just like they've done with all the other toys before. Can't wait to see the obscene, useless repaints of those. Crystal Grimlock, Hot Pink Soundwave, whatever. Also, more interesting are the rumors of the two toys after Soundwave and Grimlock. It looks like it could be God Genrai and Devastator. God Genrai is actually kind of fun. I mean, that's actually kind of a neat notion. That's a pretty big repaint. If they're going to do God Genrai, which is basically Power Master Optimus Prime with die-cast metal and extra details, hopefully they'll do that. I wouldn't buy it because I'm not interested in G1 re-releases, but I'm sure a lot of people are going to get kicks out of that and G1 Devastator, especially if they put G1 Devastator in a gift set, which they probably will. That's a fun toy, and I'm kind of glad to see that people may get a chance to pick that one up pretty cheap, he's well worth it. Also, Act 2 of the PVC G1 figures from Takara have been, their identities are out, obviously, and the two chase figures are going to be Hot Rod opening the Matrix and Optimus Prime holding a gun Megatron, which is kind of cool, actually. Seeing the fact that they do have Act 2 has actually got me interested in getting Act 1 and Act 2 of the PVCs. Because, you know, it's cool, and lots of those, especially Starscream, RC, even Ultra Magnus, Grimlock in T-Rex mode. Those are some of the best renditions of the cartoon characters that I've ever seen and will probably ever get. Also, you might want to check off of ATT, the BotConBeyond.com website. It's been updated again with Pack Rat as one of the wreckers. Pack Rat is basically the Walmart version of Transmetal Rat Trap, that blue repaint. In fact, Hasbro did intend, if you didn't know, to name Walmart Rat Trap Pack Rat. They were actually going to put the name Pack Rat on the packaging and make it the official Transmetal version of the BotCon character Pack Rat. But in typical Hasbro style, somebody forgot to check the copyrights to see if they had the name, and mass confusion ensued, and they just released it as Rat Trap. So it was basically just a screw-up from the big company. Nothing new there. Okay, and finally, to wrap up the buzz for this week, I got a bunch of toys over the course of the last 10 days. A lot of G1 stuff, a lot of Beast Machine stuff, Mega Rat Trap, the two new basics, the recolors of the Deployers. Haven't seen the recolors of the Beast Riders, although I'm in no hurry to get those. Eventually I will, but I'm in no hurry. I also picked up some G1 and G2 stuff over the internet, obviously. One in particular, or two in particular, actually strike me as quite nice, and they need and they deserve to be noted, and they are the Laser Rods. I picked up one Laser Rod and one Laser Cycle. I got the Ugly Lick. If you're going to get one Laser Cycle, get Road Rocket, because he's awesome, based on pictures. I'm sure he's awesome. Road Pig is okay, I guess, but he's the ugly stepchild compared to Road Rocket, who is one of those fast-looking Suzuki-type motorcycles, and Road Rocket is this big, kind of unwieldy touring bike, Harley-Davidson-looking type thing. He's okay, and he's actually about half the size as I thought. Based on the pictures on the internet, the Laser Cycles look pretty big. I mean, they look almost as big as, say, as a G1 car like Sideswipe. At least they did to me. Actually, they're about half that size. They're only a fraction bigger than, say, a G1 Constructicon. Pretty small, but the gimmick's cool. You press a button, and their weapon lights up through a small little LED light. Same thing with the Laser Rod I got. I got Jolt, who's a hot rod. Turns into an orange 50s-style hot rod, which is an unusual alt mode you don't see very much. In fact, you never saw, really, outside of one MicroMaster pack and the Laser Rods, which are all four of them, are like that. Their gimmick is a light-up engine and a light-up sword, which is very nice. And those are the kind of electronic gimmicks that I like. They don't interfere with the robot, and they're versatile. Quite nice. Also, moving on to the contemporary stuff, I guess I should note, since I picked up Mega Rat Trap just this weekend, he's very nice. He's big for a Mega, which I've noticed is a trend in Beast Machines. I mean, Beast Machine Ultras are big, and this Mega toy is quite big, a lot bigger than their Transmetal Beast Wars counterparts. The Beast Machines have simpler designs, and they're blown up to obscene sizes. That's one reason why I don't like either one of the ultra-sized Beast Machine toys. They're awful to me. I mean, they're basic-sized toys blown up to obscene proportions. The toy just doesn't deserve the design of those two toys. Jetstorm and Night Scream don't deserve the size toy they got. Rat Trap is right there on the edge. I think he strikes a good balance. He's bigger than he really has to be to justify mega size. His transformation and design really is a deluxe-level complexity, blown up to mega size, but mega size isn't too big. He doesn't feel too hollow, too cheap, too plasticky like the two larger Ultras for Beast Machines does. Also, I got the new basics, Tank Drone and Hammer Strike. Haven't opened them, haven't been able to review them, but I probably will next week. And I'm out of time for this week on the ATT Buzz. Don't forget, starting next week, not only will I be doing the ATT Buzz, I will be doing fanfic reviews. God help me. I hope my first one, I haven't picked it out yet, but I hope the first one I review is worth reading, and I hope it doesn't involve anything with Tigertron, Air Razor, a midget with a camera, and cream cheese. I'm out. I'm John DeLuna.
Radio Free Cybertron. the only radio show where you'll hear me say, I'm not wearing any pants.
Of the brand new show here on Radio Free Cybertron. I'm your host, Hooper X. This week, the initial broadcast of the Point the Blame segment of Radio Free Cybertron, we are going to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my heart. That topic? Loneliness. Loneliness in the single trans fan. Now, people say to me, Hooper, why are you an expert on lonely? At which point, I will just look at him and say, shut up, I know what I'm talking about. This topic was inspired in part by posts this week on Alt Toys Transformers, especially those by a certain poster who will remain nameless, but whose initials are S-A-N-R-A-H, and the multiple threads and eventual leaving of the news group that followed this initial little bit of inanity. Why are Transformers fans lonely? I think it should be patently obvious. It's because many of them, to be completely blunt about it, put too much stock in trade into their toys. Now, there's nothing wrong with collecting Transformers. I have about 500. This is not a problem. This is not a pox. This is not a disease. This is not an addiction. This is not a fetish. Well, for you, it might be a fetish. But it's a hobby. Hobby. Can you kids at home say that with me? Hobby. That's right. That means your life does not revolve around the robots from Cybertron. Okay. Point of distinction here. Many Transformer fans complain because they don't have a girlfriend. Many of these fans also are under the age of 20. Gentlemen, you are not old enough to drink. You do not need to tie yourself down with a girlfriend at the tender young age of 16. Now, while Limp Bizkit may encourage you to do it all for the nookie, I really don't think it's quite necessary just yet. Now, of course, for those of you who say, but Hooper, I really want a girlfriend, I can probably say, for the most part, for most of you, I don't know you, I'm just guessing, but I probably am dead on this one. Your problem is, you don't get out enough. Now, what can you do about this? Well, if you're in school, as many Transformer fans are, the obvious suggestion is to join a club of some sort of interpersonal, intramural activity, whereas there are plenty of single young women just waiting to be met. I personally would suggest the debate team, or the band. You would be surprised what kind of funny shenanigans go on at band camp. Trust me on this one. Now, if you're not in school, but you're a religious type, there are plenty of churches that offer singles group meetings. Go to one of those. But for the love of God, do not harass females online. It's tasteless, it's tacky, and most of them are taken. Don't do it. It makes you look stupid. It makes men as a species look stupid. However, if you are that rare trans fan female who is single, don't sweat it. Just try the same things I mentioned above. And you know what? If you still can't get a date, don't worry about it. It's not that big a deal. You do not have to be coupled with another person for you to be a valuable member of society. Just live your own lives, people. One last thing, and this seems to be a problem, is that they come out right out of the gate with a member of the opposite sex that they are interested in and admit the Transformer thing. Now, as I said earlier, it's not some sort of social stigma, but if the first thing you talk about with this person is, oh, by the way, I own 1,000 Transformers all mint and sealed boxed, they're immediately going to think you're some kind of a fruitcake. Alright? Just let it come up when it comes up. For the love of God, don't try and hit on a woman in a t-shirt with Optimus Prime's face on it, okay? She may think, oh, that's cute and retro, but when she realizes that you are, in fact, a obsessive-compulsive nutjob fanboy, your ass will be dropped like a primetime show on the WB. Now that I've given my little spiel on dating advice for the lonely trans fan, I would like to talk about what not to do. Do not post to the news groups complaining. It doesn't help anything, it doesn't earn you any pity points, and if you do it enough for the right amount of time, say 4 years non-stop, it just makes you look like a pathetic loser. I would like to take a moment to whore out the band who was kind enough to illegally provide the opening theme for this segment. Their name is Catch-22, they hail from New Jersey, and the track can be found on their newest album, Alone in a Crowd. It's available everywhere, it's really great, go buy it. Hooper X, the author of this piece, is brought to you by www.sexsexworld.com. That's right, Sex Sex World.
Mount your rampage, if you please. Megatron, terrorize! Bring it up, yes. Bring it up. I am good, aren't I? Yes. Spines spin their webs, yes. But I spin them larger. Your smooth black arachnia, very smooth. It does not inspire confidence, no. Yes. New packaging, same product, new though. And it should be this easy. No, that mustn't complain. Yes. Let alone at the start. Yes. And a refrigerator. Yes. Excellent. Yes. A wise tyrant always allows a fool to take the lead in a crisis. Excellent. Isn't that? Yes.
Rampage, as I instructed, now!
Now I enter these hollow halls, a conqueror. Yes. Bring it up. Yes. Bring it up. The flashing of the blade occurred very sharp. And composed of energon. Excellent. Good. Time now for my surgical strike. Yuck. This will be the final battle! Evil! Triumph! And you no longer exist! I have the golden disc, I have the power to change the future, and the only remaining obstacle in my path to unimaginable glory is yourself. When you talk. Yes. When you talk. Excellent.
The universe cowered once at the name of Megatron, and it shall do so again.
Yes. I am power. I am her Omni. Yes.
When you pop. Yes. When you pop.
I am her power.
The Ark is ours!
Ah! No, you fool!
I'll have both the treacherous hides.
Yes.
I'll melt them down and use them for aluminum siding. Oh, yes, indeed.
How close?
How close?
I will be back.
Hey everybody, John DeLuna here with a great opportunity from auctions.yahoo.com. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance for you guys. Right now, you can be the proud owner of G1 Recolored Ultra Magnus, Takara's own Shiny Magnus on auctions.yahoo.com for only $300. That's right, only $300, and you can be a part of G1 history. Shiny Magnus. He's that point in the movie when Ultra Magnus was covered in the light of the Matrix as Optimus Prime crumbled to dust and blew away on the movie screen. 2 seconds of G1 history. That means Takara has to put out a limited edition recolor and charge obscene amounts of money for it from scalping dealers. You can't miss this. Only $300 on auctions.yahoo.com. Never mind the fact that you can go to eBay and find this for half that price, and that $150 is still way too much for Jell-O Mold Ultra Magnus. It's only $300. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's G1 history. It's G1. It's in. It's hip. It's cool. It's the thing to do. Dude, he's C10 case fresh. He's only $300. You know you can waste it. You know you deserve it on auctions.yahoo.com. Auctions.yahoo.com.
This is Goldimus Prime, and I'm reviewing Rat Trap today. Rat Trap in beast mode is 13 inches long with his tail extended as far as it'll go. He stands about 4 inches tall at the top of his back, and in kangaroo mode, that is, standing up on his hind legs, he can go between about 7 and 8 inches tall. His articulation is very good, at a whopping 26 points, many of which are in his tail. Rat Trap's gimmick is something I really love, just because of how complex it is. When you turn the tail in one direction, Rat Trap's head moves the opposite direction, cocking and looking around, and his ears twitch. This is at least as cool as Tankrone's gimmick. Rat Trap's colors are primarily green with gray, red highlights, and some yellow and brown. I call it kangaroo mode when he's on his hind legs because, indeed, he looks like a kangaroo. You can see pictures of this and judge for yourself at http://www.goldimus.net. In robot mode, Rat Trap can either have legs or wheels. The wheels don't actually roll freely, which is good and disappointment at the same time. It's good in that you don't need to worry about him making a suicide run off a high shelf. It's bad in that he can make a suicide run off a high shelf. Wait a second. Moving along. In wheel mode, Rat Trap's feet are folded up behind his legs. And the fold-out heels look like shock absorbers. It's detailing like that that makes me seriously love these toys. Oh. And Before proceeding further, I'd like to talk about Rat Trap's transformation. I would just insert a comical sound clip of a scream here, but I'd rather go into more detail than that. Now, as with any transformation, it does get easier after doing it a bit, but for the first few times, you'll want to throw him at the wall unless you read the instructions. I have several nice holes in my wall now from Rat Trap. Pretty cheap drywall. In wheel mode, Rat Trap stands 5 to 6 inches tall. Kind of depends like how far apart you have his legs spread and stuff. And has 22 points of articulation, including the tail that must be left on to be his prop rod. In legged mode, Rat Trap has skinny, skinny legs. He's about 6 inches tall and has 23 points of articulation. The tail is not needed for support in this mode, and in fact, it is his weapon. His robot mode colors are light gray, red, green, yellow, dark gray, and black. His gimmick in either robot mode is his head. He has the visor the show model did, but this doesn't cover his face, nor can I find any place to cut plastic away to make it do so. Regardless, if you move the visor back, his jaw opens, move it forward again, and it closes. Additionally, his lower jaw has a bunch of teeth. I really, really love these toy designers. Rat Trap's face is molded into a, like, snarl, with teeth bared and his face just kind of scrunched up, kind of like an angry-ish sort of face. I got the toy over here now. It's kind of like, I don't know, an angry face. He's snarling. Let's leave it at that. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up by saying that Rat Trap is an incredible toy and must be purchased at any cost, as long as it's not over $15. Rat Trap gets 8 out of 10.